Today lunch, bro. This time lives with Shai Maisha Nail Rifka Bas Maisha Israel be a source for Shalem Achai Maisha Malk Yanis Mansar May Brach Basara Malka is close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should protect them. We're holding Sim and Kuf Tzad B'Ches. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph up to Ramah. We really covered already yesterday what the Ramah said, but let's read it inside. It says the Ramah, we were talking about answering Amen on your brachas, that you have to answer Amen after if you walked in and you hear Zimun going on, after the people respond, you respond, Amen. So says Ramah, all the brachas that you hear, you have to answer, Amen, says Mishabura, Ben Birchas HaMitzvahs, Ben Birchas HaHen, and all brachas you have to answer, Amen. We went into that more in depth yesterday, Ayin Sham. Ve'im Heim Asara. Now, what we're talking about over here in the Mechaber was that you walked into a room or you were in a room that there is benching going on, but you did not eat with them. You're not making a bracha achrayna. You didn't eat at all. So therefore, you can't say baruch shachal no mishalai because you didn't eat. So we yesterday said what you should do if you have three people. We say baruch umavaruch shemay tamid loylam vayad, and then after the people respond, we say amen. And then at least according to what Mishabura learns, it seems that after the person leading the benching says, repeats after them, you say Amen again. Ve'im heim asara, what happens if it's 10 people? Oima, baruch elekenu umivaruch shemay tamid laylam vayad. We add the word elekenu in there. V'huadin, so that's with this 10. Now, v'huadin imhayu sham shegamru milech v'layachal imahem. The same halachas all apply, all these halachas, the Mechaber started off that if you came into the room as they were benching. So he says the same rule applies if you were there the whole time, but you didn't eat with them. The Amen you answer after the people who responded, and you answer the Amen after the people who are, or the person leading the benching. So again, just the chaza over. The guy says, Rabbi Yisrael mention. Yishem Hashem Varek Matvada Elam. So far, there was nothing. Now he says, Meshus Ran Rabbi Rabbanan, Nevarech Shachal Nami Shaloi. You respond, Baruch Mavarech Shemai Tamid Lailam Vayad. If he says, Baruch Elekenu, you respond, Baruch Elekenu, Umavarech Shemai Tamid Lailam Vayad. Then the people respond back, Baruch Shachal Nami Shaloi. You respond, Amen. He responds after, Baruch Shachal Nami Shaloi Tilech Hayinu. You respond, Amen. Okay, this is talking about you didn't eat at all. If you ate and you mechuyev in a bracha achrayna, then you can respond along with them since you did eat, and therefore you would not be making a false statement when you say baruch shachal nemishalei. Says the mishabura, I'm a baruch elikenu heinu. Kishashamal am a baruch sha'aman nevaruch elikenu. If he was there for the first part of the zimun, he heard the person leading the benching saying nevaruch elikenu. Ve'im shama rak la'aynim. But if you missed that first sentence, you only came in when the people responding. Now, like we learned earlier, ubebirchas nisuyin. What happens if you buy a sheva brachas and you didn't eat anything? Aina baruch elikenu mevaruch shemay tamid loylam vayad shehasimcha bema aina. We add on those words like we add on by benching. Ba'acha aina roitz aloyma av shama metchilim amasubim baruch mevaruch tzaron klanis lebesayif amen kam ken acha aina. Well, besides the mechaber is telling us here at the end. Besides, we say this baruch shemay baruch umevaruch shemay tamid loylam vayad. Besides answering that, after the people respond, since you're not responding because you can't say Baruch Shachanu, you say Amen after what they said. Okay, let's get into Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes. Almi Mezamnin, Almi E Mezamnin. Who can you include in Zimun? Who can you include in that? Some of these halachas are very negeir, some are less negeir, but it's definitely an important Siman. Hashamash Sha'ocha Kazayis Mezamnin Olaf. If your server ate a Kazayis with you, you are allowed to be Mizamin with him, you conclude him in the Zeman. So we'll see, this is not so partial. Let's first see the Mishabura. So again, according to what the Mechaber said, you had somebody who was serving the table and you gave him to eat and he ate a kezias with him, seemingly whatever the kezias he ate. Although normally you need to have be mitzarif, it means they need to sit down and eat with you. Over here, you do not need that because that is the normal way for him to eat. And therefore, he is able to be mezamen with you. Now, so l'chayra, according to the Mechaber, we have a firm waiter. You would be able to give him something to eat in the restaurant. You have a firm waiter. Give him, let him have a couple of French fries of yours. And if you're, and you conclude him in Zeman. That's what it would seem. But let's see if that holds true. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avshalai kavatz v'shulchan imayim, even though he was not conveyed to eat with you, she'oichel me'umid, he's eating standing, v'gam ho'ilach u'bav em tzachilasi, he may be serving other tables as well, ve'ein lo'i kviyas klal imayim, afilo ha'chi mitzar, if he's mitzar, she'kem and she'derech ha'chilasi v'kach, since this is his normal way of eating, zohi kviyasai, this is his kviyas, mash'enkem v'shacha, if somebody's walking by your table, and you have two people there, and you say to your friend, why didn't you have some french fries, assuming he didn't just stick his fingers in and take it without even asking you. Why don't you have a couple of french fries? If he's just passing by, that doesn't work. We said somebody just coming to be mitzdarif with the zimut has to sit down and be mitzdarif with you. So this would work for the chamash and not everyone. Now, however, if you look in the modern-day achrayim, and some of them even earlier achrayim, they told that bezman hazeh, it really doesn't work this way. End of the day, today, generally, in most restaurants and most catering halls, even if they give food to the waiters, they either give them to eat beforehand or they give them to eat afterwards. The minig is not for the waiter to eat from your table while he is serving you, both in restaurants, both by a simcha. That is generally not the minig. So many of them write, what did we say? What's the reason that this guy passing by can be conveyed with you for Zimon, even though he didn't sit down to eat with you, because that is the normal way for the shamash to eat. That is his kviyas. But the truth of the matter is, today, generally, the waiter's kviyas is not to eat that way. The waiter either doesn't get fed at all, but usually they do. They get a meal beforehand or they get food afterwards. They don't get to sit and eat from the people, from their table, get to have food from you. Even if you have somebody at home that is serving you, right? You would not have them eating while they're walking back and forth from the kitchen. You would either give them the food before or after, they would not eat with you. So this whole idea that this is the normal concept. Now they do say, let's say you have the Talmud that's Mashamish's Rebbe. So you have the Gaba who is in charge of bringing the Rebbe food, right? That Gaba very often, that's the way he eats. He eats coming and going. While he eats, he doesn't sit down. So maybe that is his kvias. But generally today, they say that the waiters are generally, that is not their kvias, and they don't, and you cannot really include them in the in that. Others disagree, and they say even today you could be mitzar if your waiter, so you're not just strolling, you have a firm waiter, and you give him something to eat, or you say, why don't you have some, and he takes some food from you, you would be allowed to mezamen with him. But others say that it's not so pashut, and you can't do it. Okay. Let's see the Mishabur, the Mechaber, I'm sorry, Vaita, Kuti, Bizman Hazeh, Hareik, Ovid, Alilim, Ve'em, Mizan, Olof, we cannot include them, either Jewish or not Jewish, we don't have any idea today of a Kuti like they had back then, where they were accepted as part of Klal Yisrael to a certain degree. Bizman Hazeh, they are not so negatos, so there's no Mishabur on this, let's move on. Ama Oretz Gomer. So here's where it gets into a very interesting discussion. Ama Oretz Gomer, Mizamnim Aluf Bizman Hazeh. Mechaber tells us that an Ama Oretz Gomer, somebody who really knows nothing, you cannot be Mizamnim. So let's first see the Mishnah Berurah on this. What does that mean? Why would I think? You could be Mizamnim with an Ama Oretz today. Now, why would I think I can't? Now, the truth is, the Gemara tells us that. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis. The Gemara says that Philip Kar of Ashana, even he learned some Sukkim and he learned some Mishnayas, Veloy Shimish Tamut Chacham, but he didn't learn under Tamut Chacham. The Hanilahavan Taima Mishni is Lahakshus Lafarik to understand the Mishnayas, Ain Mizamnu, if you're not allowed to be Mizamnu with him. Luchain, Kama da Phil Amar, it's Gomer, Shain by Mikru Mishnah, Bezano, Bezmanazes. So although in the Gemara it says that somebody who was way past way greater, way more learned than what we would call an Amar, it's Gomer, you were not allowed to be mezamah with him. However, bezman hazeh you could. Why? So first, let's see why yes today. Then we'll try to understand why then no. Shema you parsha mehem, because we tell them, hey, I'm not going to be mezamah with you. Hayigam in parsha etzibul agam, you're gonna drive them away completely. They're just gonna completely leave Klal Yisrael. The enem akai mitzvahs. Now, let's pause here for a second. What is so? The Bi'ur Halacha gives a little bit of an explanation. He goes into it at length. Why is it that a Amaretz Gomer you shouldn't be mezamen with? And he basically says that unlike all other mitzvahs, right? You can take an Amaretz into your minyan. It doesn't say that you can't have an Amaretz as part of your minyan. He says, unlike all other mitzvahs, when you're being mezamen, that means in order to Zimun, let's go back to the beginning. I need to be mitzaref. I need to say to you, Yaakov, David, see, let's have a meal together. I am attaching myself to you. And through that attachment, we are also able to be mezamen and call, invite each other to bench together to Hashem. The bottom line is, I'm not supposed to be attaching myself to somebody who chose not to learn and not to do anything. So that's why the Gemara tells us, when you have an amaret, you should not include it in menzimim, because you should not be attaching yourself to mitzaref to this person for a meal. You're supposed to be staying away from that kind of person. So Mishbur gave us one part, is that end of the day, if we would do this, we would drive people away from Yiddishkeit. And the other is right, that really, when you look at it, most Amaratzim today are Amaratzim to that degree because they were Tinik Shanishba. Either they were not given the opportunity to go to yeshiva, or they grew up not from, and then they became from, and their first learning, or they were grew up in a home that did not educate them on anything. Maybe they grew up in a dysfunctional home or something like that. Generally, you don't find an Amaretz Gomer who came and went to yeshiva and had a basic upbringing. Usually, the people that you find that are Amaretz Gomer are people who really did not have anything. Therefore, they say it's a Tinik Shanishba. So your reason you're not supposed to attach yourself to somebody who's Amaretz is because that person chose not to be involved in Yiddishkeit. He had the opportunity, chose not to. But the people today that you find that's Amaretz Gomer, that is really, in all likelihood, not by their own choice. It's just the circumstance of their upbringing. And therefore, they're more makel today in order to be mezamen with them. Now, let's continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. The Eini Mekayim Mitzvah Torah B'Dov HaMeforsim B'Chol Yisrael. What happens if somebody doesn't keep a mitzvah that everybody knows you're supposed to keep? Okay, not some mitzvah that he didn't learn yet, but something that not everybody knows about. He doesn't keep a mitzvah that he was supposed to. He doesn't read Kriyishma. Yes, he doesn't daven three times a day. Yes, Shafa became Mizamin Olav, you can still include him. But that's not going to rub. He says, that's already too far. The Bezek came in the Kla Yisrael Koyer and Kriyishma Loicha Shino Lukukulu Bemesh and Nifrit Shaksman and Michidim Shane Koyer. He says, what am I worried about? The whole reason Mishabur told us we're worried that if we start shunning these people, they're going to be Pirish from Kla Yisrael, right? Even the biggest Amaretz knows to read Kriyishma in the morning. So the fact that you're going to say these people are so vite, you're not, what's it called? V'chein sasu kama achrein. V'chol shkemish hu rasha v'ois haveris b'fahesia. Certainly those that are Rishoyim, that are oiv haveris b'fahesia, they mezamnim alav. So now this comes into a much more negayadika thing, right? So what happens over here? So let's say I have a guy who is just intentionally not keeping the mitzvahs, right? I shouldn't eat with him, even if he's willing to do zimun with me. I shouldn't be mitzarev with him. So I just want to read to you over here very quickly from one of the notes over here. Okay, legabit tzir v'nashim she'ein shomer Torah mitzvahs v'zmanenu. You have people who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, but they're willing to do zimun with you. So you have a guy in the office, he's not a shomer Torah mitzvahs, but he is willing to do, you know, you can go to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, you can find a lot of people that are wonderful and keep Shabbos. Unfortunately, you can find a lot of people that are mechalel Shabbos. But you tell them, join me for Zeman, they'll join you for Zeman, right? They're not, they're over averis l'tayavin. They're not over averis because they don't want to do it. Yes, Shem, the Torah mitzvahs. Kevin Shem, Yoidim Sheyesh Torah. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Kasim Shalz Chubas Betzel Chachma. Sheim Heim Chayim B'mekoyim Sheyesh Shem Torah mitzvahs. He doesn't want to be Erlich. Now, so the Betzel Chachma says that if the guy knows what he's doing, if you're out in who knows where and you meet a guy who is never exposed to Frum Yidin, right? You travel different places in the country, they have very little exposure to Frum people. And you teach the guy about Zim and he had no idea. No problem, bench with him. But if it's somebody who is living amongst them, so yes, he might be L'tayavon, but he knows what he's doing is not appropriate, and therefore you shouldn't include him in the zeman. Ushalas the chuvas b'nei mei because shekimish b'chalas shabbos every time lo'nim nisrachem gram, which is stay away from him and starm lezimun. So that's what the p'nei maven says. Ushalas chuvas b'nei mei shekasev shehoya noyik shekshiyash asar erak b'tzilut with b'chalas shabbos, that if it was 10 people only through a b'chalas shabbos. He would skip it. The So they're a little bit more meikel. So if, and this is, you find a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael like this. I've met people in Eretz Yisrael that mamash had no clue. They grew up in Eretz Yisrael all the way south, all the way north, and they grew up in a place that there was zero frumkeit. Believe it or not, they're in Eretz Yisrael. They mamash had no clue. Then they said, if you have that kind of person, this is a tonaikish and nishba, so not a guy who you went to yeshiva with who unfortunately decided to go off the derech. We're talking about somebody who mamash tonaikish and nishba. So there you have Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Scheinberg that you can be meikel. Don't give them the kiva that they should be the ones leading. It's not so, it says maybe. So try to stay away from it. Don't wash. We'll get more into that. So that becomes a shaila. I would think that if you have somebody who's a machal Shabbos, but maybe he's coming over to your house, he's part of a program trying to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit, and obviously the person is trying to find his way back to Frumkeit, I would assume they would, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg would agree that you could include them in the Zeman, because clearly most of those cases, they not all, but most of those cases, they are Tinnik Shanishba. I've had people come to my house who were not from, but they grew up from, but most of those cases, that's not the case. Most of the cases, they were real Tinnik Shanishba, and with Hashem's help, they're finding their way back. Okay, we will stop over here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue with Sif Dalet tomorrow.
Thank you.